Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am always so blessed when I sit back and think about the possibility, the probability that there are people listening to these words, knowing that God is so interested in you. He loves you so much, and perhaps there's one out there, you're wondering, does anybody really care? And I can tell you this, God cares. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for your sins and in your place so that you could have a personal relationship with him. Then he wants to help you grow in your relationship with him, and he does that by giving you his word. We study the word of God, and we always go to God in prayers. We begin our study because we want him to be involved with us, and that's what he wants for us as well. So let's pray today. Heavenly Father, what can we say? You gave us life. You gave us breath. You give us sustenance of life. Lord, you provide for us in ways that we don't even think about sometimes. And so we're just so grateful for you. And then as a bonus, you give us your word to reveal yourself to us. We are so blessed today. And God, I just want to thank you for providing your word. I know that you also said you'd send your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. You'd allow the same Spirit to give us the power to live according to that truth. And so today we just want to walk in your favor. And so, Lord, we bless you and we thank you for your word. And we do so in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is A Little While the Light is With You. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 35. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. And how say you, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" And in chapter 12 and verse 35 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "A little while is the light with you," where we read, "Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes." The verse reads, "Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you." John began with the words, "then Jesus," which means at that time, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, said unto them, or uttered, declared, and proclaimed to the people near him, "Yet a little while," which means still for a small season or amount of time, "is the light with you," or exists the lamp and power of understanding moral and spiritual truth. John shared how Jesus told the people who were speaking to him that the illumination of the truth was with them for a short season. The verse goes on to say, "Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes." John continued with the words, "Walk while you have the light," which means amble about and make your way during the time and season that you, people, who own, possess, and hold the lamp and power of understanding moral and spiritual truth, lest darkness or unless ignorance of divine things and its associated wickedness come upon you, which means apprehend and overtake you people. For he that walks in darkness, or because since and on account that the person, whether male or female, who ambles about and makes their way in ignorance of divine things and its associated wickedness, knows not where he goes, which means does not understand, perceive, discern, or discover the place and location the person, whether male or female, withdraws or departs. John shared how Jesus instructed the people questioning him to make their way during the time they had understanding of moral and spiritual truth, or ignorance of divine things would overtake them, and they would not know where they are going. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus instructed the people listening to him to take advantage of the illumination of spiritual truth while it was with them, or they would be encompassed with darkness and not know their way. God's desire is to bring all people into the light of His way through His Son Jesus. And He sent Jesus to die for the sins of every person that they may have a personal relationship with Him. Those who examine Jesus' words will discover the wisdom of the illumination of spiritual truths and walk in the way that is pleasing to God. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "While you have light, believe in the light." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,